Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel recently presented oral argument before the District of Columbia Court of Appeals regarding a case involving our client Larry Sirignano, who has been sued by Two Rivers Public Charter School because he simply held a sign regarding abortion pertaining to the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic nearby. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, I just returned recently from Washington, D.C., where I presented oral argument before a three-judge panel at the District of Columbia Court of Appeals. Amazingly, this is a situation where Two Rivers Public Charter School, and it is a public school, by the way, even though it's a charter school, it is controlled by the District of Columbia. Under the D.C. Code, it is publicly financed, not privately financed, and the trustees of the public charter school are appointed by the D.C. mayor. So it is a public school operating in Washington, D.C. And Planned Parenthood decided to build a facility right there near in between the school that has elementary and middle school. And by the way, there's now a bigger public school that's under construction as we speak in the same area. So they put, Matt, this abortion clinic right in the middle of these young children. Larry Sirignano is our client. And the allegation in the complaint filed not by Planned Parenthood, but by the public charter school against him, seeks to censor the content of his message. He was alleged to have been on a public sidewalk one time in the complaint, November 23, 2015, holding a sign. And all he did was hold the sign. He didn't speak. He didn't block access. He didn't shout. He didn't use any other kind of verbal communication. He just held the sign. And the Two Rivers Public Charter School wants him and others to be banned from being there because they don't want the parents or the children to know what's right beside the school, this abortion clinic operated by Planned Parenthood.
And it's important to add here, he could have spoken, because this is his First Amendment right, his freedom of expression, freedom of speech. And an important thing to note here, too, is that when the abortion clinic was going up, when it was being permitted, when it was when the school district became aware that it was going to be built there, well, they didn't seem to have any problem with that, with this abortion mill where children are being slaughtered every day between a middle school and an elementary school. That wasn't the problem. The problem was a peaceful protester exercising his First Amendment rights, letting the public know about what was going on there. They don't want the public to know. They don't want parents to know. Because I suspect, first of all, they're behind the idea of the clinic from an ideological standpoint, first. And second, they don't want to hurt their enrollment numbers. I'm a parent. I know I sure wouldn't want to be putting my kids in either of those schools.
But, you know, we know that, of course, Margaret Sanger, who was the founder of Planned Parenthood, her main motive was to eliminate the black race. And if you look on the website for that school, many of the students are black. So what is that teaching them?
Yeah, and there's more students that are coming because there's now another public school in a high-rise building that's under construction as we speak that's right there as well. So right. This Planned Parenthood abortion clinic will be surrounded by young people from kindergarten up, all the way through high school. Yeah, so Two Rivers, what they did, Matt, was they filed this lawsuit against Larry and some others. Some were handing out literature. Nobody was blocking. Nobody was committing anything that would be unusual free speech. It's all constitutionally protected speech, either handing out literature to people who were willing to accept it, or in Larry's case, just simply holding a sign.
Peacefully.
And that's what Larry did,
yeah.
Peacefully on a public
right.
sidewalk. He has a constitutional right to do that.
Right.
So Two Rivers Public Charter School filed a lawsuit. They want Larry and others to be removed. They claim in their lawsuit that these messages regarding abortion is an intentional infliction of emotional distress. That's their claim. Now, for an intentional infliction of emotional distress claim to actually be cognizable, be recognizable in a court of law, it has to arouse the emotions such that there's an intentional physical consequence that's being intended by the actor. In other words, the actor, the person who is the target of this lawsuit, has to intend to cause extreme physical consequences. It has to be something that is beyond all the bounds of decency. And so they claim that it is. Now, we filed what's called an anti-slap motion. The District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., has a law that's called anti-slap. It's an abbreviation for a longer term. And what it does is it allows someone who is sued to file a motion asking for an expedited ruling. It puts the burden on the person who filed the suit, in this case, the public charter school, to show that it would be likely to succeed on the merits of his claim. The reason why this law is in effect in the Washington, D.C. district and other places around the country is because some of these lawsuits are intended to restrict free speech. And these laws are a remedy to allow the person who's the target, in this case, Larry, to be able to file a motion and get the issue resolved quickly so that free speech has not been restricted. Well, this lawsuit was filed in 2015.
Quickly?
We're now 2020. Yeah. And we're now finally at the Court of Appeals. The lower court ultimately ruled that Larry established what's called a prima facie case and that the burden shifted to Two Rivers Public Charter School, right. But then without any reasoning whatsoever, just simply said, well, they're likely to succeed on the merits. Let's move on. And we filed the appeal, and now we just had the case. Now, I want to tell you that we don't know how the court will rule. We never can tell you how that court will rule, or this court, or any other court after we do the oral arguments. We can't know until we actually see the opinion. But I will say that the oral argument went very well, as good as could be expected. I'm very pleased with how it went.
You felt like the judge added some good questions.
The judge has had good questions. They understood the issue. They asked good questions. They were polite, and they got into some of the specifics of the case, and they gave us sufficient time to be able to make the oral argument. So pray for the case. It's Two Rivers Public Charter School, and we're representing Larry. By the way, I want to say this, too. Afterward, we had a lunch with Larry, our legal team, and Larry was telling me about how there is a group of pro-life women in Washington, D.C., and they will do like a reception, a tea, if they're being requested to do such a program, and they'll provide diapers and other kinds of support. So if Larry or someone else sees someone, and they've had many of these instances where a woman would go to the clinic, in one case, a woman was on the table, and she began to think about what she had seen outside of this abortion clinic. And on the table, she changed her mind.
Wow.
And walked out of the abortion clinic, the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic, walked out. So some of these women here have made life-changing decisions to save their baby, to give birth to their baby. And Larry was sharing me a story about how he notified these women that do this reception for women who change their mind and provide all kinds of help. And it was just an amazing, heartwarming story.
And you know, it's a great testimony, Matt, that everybody can have a part in this. You think, well, I can't do that, or, you know, I can't stand out there all day with a sign or whatever, but everybody can have a part in help saving children.
It's they saved a life.
Absolutely.
I mean, at least one we know of. That's amazing.
So, you know, that's the thing about these are not just legal mumbo jumbo kinds of cases. We make the legal arguments, but there's real lives that are impacted by these faithful individuals like Larry and others around the country that take their time to stand out in front of an abortion clinic to give life-saving messages and alternatives to killing their baby. Right. They care for these women. They care for the children. And they're out there in the heat of the day, in the cold of the winter, in the rain, and they are the real heroes. And that's why we are so privileged to be able to stand beside them. And when we stand beside them, you're standing beside them, because we couldn't represent Larry. This case has been going on, I said, for 5 years. So it's a ongoing, expensive case. I expect that we'll have a good victory here later this year. So I want to thank you for standing with us at the Ministry of Liberty Council with this case, for praying for Liberty Council, and for partnering with us financially as well. For more information, you can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.